Mic check.
This is terrible. Could somebody please find Ja Rule, get hold of this motherfucker so I can make sense of all this.
Yo, who the fuck is worried about what Ja Rule thinks at a time like this?
Always there when you fuck shots.
Always on time. Gave you my
I'm not sitting through the whole Ja Rule verse. What's good? Welcome to the Outrighteous Podcast. Yeah, I just wanted to, we're never gonna get that verses. So I just wanted to hear Ja Rule real quick. What's good? Yo, first off, let me open this shit. Like, let me just give me the ball, coach. Boom. Got the ball.
You had the ball from the jump.
We gave niggas 2 weeks. We took 2 weeks off.
14 days, 10 business days. How you going to put it?
Come on, man. We took 14 days. Nigga said 10 business days. Oh, I hate when a nigga tell me I got to wait 10 business days because it is extra days. Man, I gave niggas 2 weeks. Don gave niggas 2 weeks. Johnny gave niggas 2 weeks.
10 business days.
And in those 2 weeks, in those 14 days, in those 10 business days, y'all ran through the fucking Capitol. Y'all fucking dropped the ball of pot, and I gave niggas 2 weeks to get good at this shit. I gave niggas Christmas and New Year's to get good at this shit.
Yo, my nigga been this broadcast back with these fucking dramatic pauses.
And niggas have
dramatic
not.
Shit.
Yo, a lot of y'all ain't dropped the ball. This is our first episode back in 2021, and we the best pod already of 2021. Yes. How the fuck did that happen, man? Welcome to the Outrighteous Podcast. As always, I am Dev the Voice. I am never, ever, ever going to introduce my two grown-ass co-hosts that I've been rocking with for damn near 3 years now.
Ayo, it's Bedside Bits, the most versatile last name in the game. Ayo, today, my nigga.
My name today is Old Yeller Benson.
Old Yeller?
Because that's how they should have put the white folks down at the Capitol. Like, Old Yeller.
I was thinking about a name. I was like, nah, Johnny's hella industry. He's industry.
Stop. We're gonna talk about that later. But I'm not an industry nigga.
You know what I'm talking about?
I
think you know what I'm talking about.
No. We gonna stay on the topic at hand, nigga. Don't introduce yourself.
Johnny's like, I'm not a role model.
No, bro.
Johnny walking around the kids. I'm not a role model.
Nah, bro.
But y'all know the vibes. It's Don Jones, aka Baritone, the deepest voice in the game. Welcome to 2021.
2021, bro.
I feel like a girl gonna slide your DMs and say, how deep is that voice?
You said what?
How deep is that voice?
Oh, wait.
How
I
deep
missed
is
the first
that
part.
We're all saying a shorty gonna slide your DM and ask you, how deep is your voice?
Wow.
Do you send voice messages? Like, have you ever sent the voice message to
you
a chick?
Send voice messages?
Nah.
What?
I text.
You don't send voice messages?
Bro, are you... Whoa, come on.
That's your bag, son.
What? You're supposed to be already saying,
good morning. Good morning.
Oh, nigga, you losing out on money right now, bro.
Yeah, you said losing out on the bread.
You are tripping.
Bro, that's your bag.
You don't send voice messages, bro. Nigga, you can send a voice memo, say some spicy shit to a shorty in a baritone of voice, and it goes away.
I'm telling you.
And it goes away.
You tripping, bro.
You be having... I'm out here. I'm voice messaging people. Instagram.
Nah, my raspy ass voice, I ain't.
Yo, do you use the Twitter voice
thing?
Stop it.
Only thing I ain't doing on Twitter is tweet. Bro, them fleets and shit, I'm not...
You don't do the fleet?
Yo, we're getting off topic from these white folks.
My fault. All right, before we get into these white people... check in with me. I have not seen you motherfuckers in... Well, I've seen you motherfuckers, but I haven't seen you in front of my friends.
Right.
How the fuck are you?
I'm chilling, bro. I just been low-key chilling, not going nowhere.
Being industry. Lies.
Stop it.
Lies already. Lies already.
Bro, I'm not an industry nigga, bro. No. Dev puts me in industry fucking environments.
Nah.
And I feel like I'm an industry nigga.
All I know is... Both y'all niggas is industry.
You industry too, man.
No.
No, Don don't want to show up to industry shit. That's what he do.
Yeah, he's trying to be a rebel. Thug life ass nigga talking about.
Yeah, where Don at? Shit, I don't know.
Thug life ass Don, bro. Don, how are you, man?
Hey, man, I'm good, man.
I'm gonna tell you some quick shit about how I'm doing.
this right, nigga goes to us first. And then he's like, yeah, fuck y'all niggas. Here's how I'm doing.
Yo.
I got some shit to get off my chest.
This right. is really, I'm really telling y'all, man. Let me tell y'all a story about how your boy Bedside did me, man. I've been waiting to get this shit off. For like, y'all know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I know. Now niggas want to laugh. So listen, we at. Hold on. Damn, I was gonna try to lie.
I was gonna say trying to say more steakhouse.
Nah,
you trying to say something expensive.
I said we not lying. 2021.
He tried though. He did. I should say Ruth Chris and that bitch closed down.
I was gonna say Olive Garden. I was gonna say anything. We was at fucking Applebee's, man. Right. And you know I didn't get my stimmy yet. All right, everybody's getting their stimmies. They have didn't get.
You didn't get stimulated yet.
I didn't get my stimulated. Shit, you know what I'm saying? I didn't get my stimmy because I'm trying to work harder. I want my hustle to go.
The IRS forgot your account numbers, your round numbers.
Like yours got sent to somebody else, and you're not gonna see that.
I'm trying to grind.
Yeah.
I didn't get my stimmy. I tell Dime before we walk into Applebee's. I'm like, yo, son, let's do the 2 for $20. Look out for me. Johnny pulls up late as usual.
I put it right behind y'all.
Late as usual.
I was the one that said let's go to Applebee's.
Late as usual.
Go ahead, bro.
I got there before you, so then that makes you late.
Right.
So
you drove with Don, so Don was on time.
I got there before you.
Dude, you was late. Who walked there first? Don, you was late then.
I look at my good friend, Johnny. Some people call him Bedside. I call him Johnny. And I'm letting them know my situation. Yo, I need somebody to get me this 2 for $20.
Definitely didn't say that.
What did I say?
You definitely was like, yo, I'm trying to do a 2 for $20. I looked at Don. Don said, nah, but hey, yo, Dev could do a 2 for $20 with you. Dev said, yeah, I got you. And what did you say? So then, no, this is what happened. Because Don looked at me and said, oh, Johnny, I'll cash app you because I got him.
Right.
And I said, oh, you good, Dev? Dev said, huh? I said, you ain't got it? He said, nah.
This is a punchline.
I looked at Dev, I said, hey, you broke?
No, but you gotta make sure the people know that you painted it, that you said it with that high pitch, like, you ain't got no money.
I said, you broke, bro?
Bro, this nigga said that shit in front of the server lady.
Like, right,
so she looked up at me, and she like, oh, I know this nigga's not tipping. I'm hurt, bro. It's the fucking podcast, man. I feel good. I'm glad that y'all asked. Y'all never asked me how the fuck I feel.
You gonna say it regardless.
I am gonna say it regardless. The year started. I have no resolutions, but I did make a vision board. The vision board was lit. I'm not dodging the white people. We're going to talk about the white people.
Niggas get glue sticking a poster board and think they got
go crazy. I'm an ambitious.
That boy cut out a Rolex picture. Hey, look. Some Gucci cologne.
Oh, God. A Rolls Royce.
Right. He said, let me throw the Maserati in the back.
No, and damn well, credit ain't even enough for all of that shit.
Let me print out the blue Lambo real quick.
And let me just cut out some booty.
I'll talk about some manifesting. I did a vision board. That was lit. That's how I'm taking this New Year's in. Do we have a PSA?
Yes, the fuck we do. Let me tell you something. PSA for the day.
It's deep breath, Benson. You're getting good at that shit.
Listen, y'all. PSA is this. Y'all contradicting. I'm not even going to say white because even the white folks is like, them niggas tripping. You feel me? Trump supporters showed y'all. You know how yo grandma say, y'all niggas off the hook?
Yeah. Niggas was.
They was trip, bro. So I'm chilling at work, right?
For sure.
I'm at the job spot. I'm at home. I'm at the crib. Logged in the computer.
Versus at the job spot.
Yeah. Niggas start hitting me up like, yo, it's getting spicy outside.
Yeah.
So I hit the news. I ain't hit the news.
Wait,
YouTube.
Somebody told you or you were seeing it on the Twitter line first?
On the Twitter line first, getting spicy. But then niggas at the job like, yo,
yeah.
Radar, you know what I mean? Red alert. We got to pause all campaigns. I said, oh, yeah, shit's getting real. When niggas start pausing campaigns, shit, the world has stopped, my nigga.
Yeah.
So I turn on YouTube because I'm on YouTube and shit, listen to music while I'm at work.
You don't have Apple? You don't have Tidal? I'm trying to do niggas how they did me at Applebee's. You don't have money for a streaming service? Oh my God.
Niggas pay $20 a month for streaming service, can't afford the Applebee's 2 for $20.
Goodness. 2021 is
priorities.
Spicy.
Priorities.
Hey, hey.
I can see my PSA.
I hate when a nigga so.
And look, you look at them and say YouTube is free.
I know. I hate when a nigga jumps so good.
See how quick it was? Real
you
quick.
You gotta just laugh at a nigga shit because you laugh through the.
That's what I'm saying. Listen,
that was fact.
So I don't even get spicy there with the PSA because like I'm not even surprised. So then I click on the news on ABC Live. You feel me?
That's a fact.
These niggas have. Bust into the Capitol building. So preface if you didn't watch the fucking news.
If you're not alive.
Right. Yeah. So it was the basically the day that, so we know the inauguration is next week.
Yeah.
And they're basically counting all the electoral votes from the Electoral College to make sure a final count saying this nigga won the election. Then Congress is gonna say, yo, he's officially won. He's our president next week, yada, yada.
Okay.
These Trump supporters rallied. March their asses up to the Capitol building, bust down the barriers. I'm gonna get to that point in a minute too.
Okay.
Bust down the barriers, got into the Capitol of the United States of America. That's been standing there since the 1800s. You see what I'm saying?
Fact.
That building's been built since 1800s.
Fact.
They get in there. They got to the room. Only time you see that room, bro, is you taking a tour.
I know.
Or unless you watch it,
C-SPAN. A tour, they let you look in. You can go like.
Nigga, you couldn't even
you
go in there
you
on
can't
that.
Go in.
On the 8th grade DC trip, you couldn't even get
listen,
that bitch.
Listen. Only time you see that bitch is you go, like you said, or you watching C-SPAN when they be doing the bullshit filibusters in on that motherfucker. No one watching C-SPAN.
That's a fact. Because
all C-SPAN is congressional shit. So, these white folk. Trump supporters, not gonna blame all white folks.
No, hell no.
No.
You have to.
No, I can't.
But let me tell you
why. Because there was even white folks, Republicans, that were like, them niggas ain't us.
No.
So I gotta.
You have to. And no, you have to.
I can't get that
spicy. Because we've been generalized for too long. Nah,
okay, my bad.
You are industry business, but you not that industry yet.
Yo, listen. Yeah. Listen, bro. Them white folks went into the Capitol and was kicking it in that bitch.
That's a
now
fact.
I'm gonna give some cues, pointers, and analysis of what I saw.
Okay.
Number one, where was security at?
Nowhere.
Security was not there. Now, I'll tell you who was there. No. Security was there. Security for the congressional people were there. The senators were there. We talking about the outside guards. Oh, no. No one was there. I know for a fact, them Secret Service and security detail people was like, what the fuck is going on outside? What's going on? Listen, they killed what? They killed one woman.
It's five people that's dead.
No, but I saw the one woman that got killed. The white folks were saying, say her name on Twitter. Yeah, I saw her get killed.
Nah.
Oh, yeah, I'm talking about her.
They said, say her name?
Bro, they've been hitting the say your name tag.
Oh, it's wild.
But when I saw the video of her getting popped, I said, oh, she deserved to get popped. She tried to go through up. She tried to go through this little crevice.
Wait.
Of a window.
I want to walk through this with you. So you felt like saying all of the white people was wild and was way too spicy, but you didn't feel like saying she deserved to get popped.
She deserved to get popped. No, right. They said she doesn't deserve to get popped.
Wait,
I'm
let me
saying
check with the spice
I would have put, three bullets in her.
Is that too spicy, Spice Ref?
She deserved to die.
Spice Ref.
This whole situation had me triggered for since it happened. I've been triggered. I wake up triggered.
Done.
I go to work triggered.
If you go into the Capitol building
and
you bust in there,
yeah,
bro, let me tell you something. There is certain situations that police brutality is thrown out the fucking window. If you attack a senator, any public official on a federal level, out the fucking window.
Fact.
If you go into any federal building, out the fucking window.
Yeah.
I don't care. And I say this on record. I do not care if someone dies trying to infiltrate a federal building unlawfully.
You know why I'm going
to you deserve to die.
Well,
because you're stupid enough to go into that building.
Why would you wait to say that? Why did you wait?
You deserve
I already dropped the bomb. You waited to say.
I'm on the headphones. I can't hit a bomb.
Yo, wait. This is what I'm saying. I'm not completely disagreeing with you. Actually, I don't disagree with you. Because I don't. I just want to go on record for saying they was wilding. Wilding way harder
showing
than
showing their whole ass, bro. They climbing up the thing.
Where was y'all at when y'all was? You was at the work spot.
I'm at the work spot kicking it.
You was at the work spot kicking it.
I was actually at work at the physical building. And I got the notification.
They don't give a fuck about COVID. They don't give a fuck about COVID in his job.
They don't. They got to spread out, but they don't really care.
Spread out with a disease, nigga.
A smooth spread out with a disease. Well, that's neither here nor there. Like, so I got the notification on my phone.
Yeah.
And you know, mom sent me the text, and I said, but I was, you know, I was working. So I'm like, oh, okay, I got the text. But I'm like, okay, you know, they in front of the Capitol building.
For sure.
In front.
No. This is prior. So this is the steps. You know, these are the steps. So
right, they're
in front. They're protesting.
That's too far in his damn self.
That is. That really is.
But that deserves a tase. Right. I don't ever get a shot. That's a tase.
No, that's a tase.
Smooth tase, now, ass whooping to the with
now,
the stick.
Now, you know, we don't get into the differences, you know, of if we were there versus them being there. You know, we'll get to that later. But then I'm like, okay. Then I get a notification through, you know, the Apple News. And they inside. Hold on, time out.
Not so, the front desk.
They can say, how you get inside during the
protest? Hold on, time out. So you protesting. Y'all didn't go through the front door.
It's inside.
But then I'm seeing the pictures.
It's indoors.
They climbing.
Yeah.
And then now, you know, you're seeing these memes and tweets talking about, oh, yeah, Trump supporters, people at that event are showing why walls don't work.
Yep.
Bro, let me tell you something.
The jungle gym bag.
They didn't do it right, bro.
How so?
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you what bedside was in that motherfucker.
I know niggas fed up when they say, let me tell you something.
Now, hypothetically, if I was a hypothetical Trump supporter and I was hypothetically stupid enough.
But you came on this podcast and said MAGA before.
No.
All right, I'm just trying to spice it up.
I'm trying to get the wins.
It's 2020.
You thought you could. I thought you could get a soundbite out of me. No. Let me tell you something. And if I was stupid enough to get into this Capitol, niggas was not at the right places.
Yeah.
I would have found the tunnels and the gold and the secrets of the aliens.
This nigga is hilarious. Niggas was in that bitch.
It was one person that was smart. No, one person that had the idea that I thought about.
You talking about the stimmy man?
Nah, the nigga that took the podium. That's the nigga that's smart.
I would have hacked
to the systems. I would have put a flash drive into a fucking computer.
Bro,
I would have been that bitch downloading.
He posed for a picture, bro.
Niggas in that motherfucker was smoking weed, bro.
No. The podium dude posed for a picture. And then he just got arrested, too.
Yeah, so he just.
I would have put a full ski mask on. You wouldn't have caught me.
No, they caught a nigga with full ski mask, too. Bro, they're getting. Okay, well, hold on. Let me clarify. They're not getting niggas with the energy that they would have gotten niggas with.
The whole overall thing wasn't the same energy as with black folk.
Because you know that.
And we just stuck a pinky toe.
Oh, nigga.
Pinky toe right there.
Who even got that close, bro? Who even got close to the marble? Marble steps.
No, that's a fact.
Let's not even talk about it.
Let me tell you this, bro. When Shardy got popped, bro, and niggas like, yo, someone died, police brutality. I'm thinking like it was probably on some, not the same level as us, but some similar. Like, she was a bystander. Niggas was shooting to the crowd. She tried to slither her way through a window sill crack.
Yeah.
Homie had the gun pointed. She had her Trump flag around her waist, like da-da-da-da, Superman. And that nigga put two kryptonite bullets in her fucking chest
and had her stuck like a motherfucker.
Hey. So, when I saw that, I said, oh, Betty, Susan, Karen, you deserve to get your ass popped two times in the chest. He put it in the center mass.
He said he's starting the 2021 off spicy. Because I have no comment for that. But what I am gonna say is,
any nigga with a gun with a full tuxedo on, I'm cool, bro.
That nigga know how to shoot. Hey, I'm gonna let you go. Right. But if a nigga got a tux on with his
with
gun,
a strap on,
well, hey, but look, John Wick puts on a suit. Yeah, what was you about to say,
Don? But for me, part of the triggering point was we're never gonna get treated the same.
Of course,
There's nothing we can do. We can say, I don't know. I don't care what people say. Cause it was different. Yeah. You guys were doing things differently, which is why we were able to get escorted down the steps of the Capitol building.
Yeah.
There was a picture of a police officer walking some of these white folk down. They just was leaving a meeting or an assembly.
They said, come on, what are you talking about? They said, come on.
They've been escorting us down. Absolutely. That escorted us down.
In handcuffs. And body bags.
There you go.
They put us in body bags, throwing us in the back of a pickup truck.
Niggas would have got pushed down. I seen that video too of them walking Shorty down. I'm not even going to call her Shorty. That's way too much respect to the Shorty.
And then my thing is this. Y'all some soft ass security niggas in the Capitol, bro. Yeah. Niggas are soft. Like, I saw videos of the like people coming into the cops that like weren't really, how can I put it, not letting niggas in trying to defend the spot. They one dude walking the steps, dude backing up, man. If I was security guard,
I want to talk about that one.
Ah, this nigga always saying wait. I know. Can't get my point.
Wait.
All right,
wait,
my fault. Go ahead.
Wait.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Johnny, no way. hey, look, Johnny, wait.
Wait, no.
No, no, hold on. Wait. Save me for the pod.
Nigga ain't converse no more in a just a setting without niggas wait for the pod.
Hey, look at Applebee's. How many times did he say wait? Save my it for my hey, look, wait, save it for Sunday.
I'm gonna say my shit regardless. But like I'm saying, look,
yes, right. I'm sorry.
If a nigga walking up the steps, right? I'm blasting niggas. That's why I couldn't be an officer. Yeah. I would have put shotgun shells in every nigga chest coming in that motherfucker. I am securing the building by all means necessary. I would have got a Purple Heart as a security guard in that motherfucker. Pow! You straight like, pow!
This is why I try to cut you off. That's why.
Why?
You just keep trying to kill everybody.
I don't care, bro. you understand what I'm talking about?
No,
this is the Capitol building of the federal Capitol building of the United States of America. Yeah. The United States. What made you think that you can walk into the Capitol building where they pass so many laws that affect us in society today in them same hallways have walked hundreds of thousands of Congress people, presidents, vice presidents, and so forth, that you could think you won't walk your sweet ass in that motherfucker and not get your ass popped. Yeah. They looking and put shit, bro. I'm telling you, bro.
You
are so lucky. Niggas didn't come tactical in that motherfucker.
I ain't seen this nigga go this hard for the heights, let alone his Capitol.
Bro, because I'm like, how the fuck?
Niggas is riding for the Capitol.
Because I thought it was an inside job. How the fuck how did niggas get in here?
Hey, all right, so wait. Do you think it wasn't an inside job?
I don't think it's an inside job. I think them niggas didn't prepare. I think they didn't mobilize fast enough. And I think them niggas was on some bullshit.
I was reading this article earlier today, and they said that they announced that shit back on, they announced that shit like around Christmas time. That they was going to be protesting there. I'm not saying they were protesting. They were definitely terrorists. But they originally said that they were protesting outside the Capitol back on Christmas on one of Trump's message board sites. Like, you know how weird-ass niggas make websites for people?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. somebody make us a site.
www.
yeah. But they announced it. And then it started as, yo, we're going to protest here, da-da-da-da. And then after time went on, they turned that shit into, nah, nigga, we pulling up with smoke. I wanted to ask you this because you talked about how you would have popped, dude. How you would have popped them, right? So we all seen that video of the dude, of the cop. Black cop, white mob, backing up. That's what you was talking about, right?
I think it was a couple of videos that niggas inside the hallways.
Yeah.
On the marble floors.
There was this one video where it was this black cop.
The woman? Are you talking about the black woman?
Nah, it's a black dude.
Okay, we might be
black dude, and they're coming up. The people are coming upstairs.
I think so, yeah.
And the black cop is like telling them, chill, like back up. Don't chill. Come up here.
Okay.
And so, right, though, right? And so, it's like a shit ton of people, and it's just him. First off, I'm like, why do niggas not have backup? Why is it not like three niggas with each nigga? Do you think you really would have shot one of them? Because when I was thinking about the amount of niggas that it was, because this shit wasn't no regular protest. Like, it seemed like it was hundreds of motherfuckers.
Oh, it was at least a band. At least a band of niggas.
At least a band.
At least a protest. We've been saying the word protest.
Oh, my fault.
Protest. It was a riot.
Yeah, it was a riot.
It was a treason. That's treason.
It was terrorism.
That's whole ass treason.
Like, come on. It wasn't a protest. What were y'all protesting? That is a coup. There has to be a cause for protesting. You have to protest for a reason. What were you protesting?
My first French word ever learned. Coup d'etat.
A loss? You were protesting a loss? That's what we're doing? We're protesting losses now.
A nigga
now I need to go back to when we lost to St. Ignatius in high school, and I need to protest.
Yeah. You need to go in Ignatius and fuck shit up.
I guess so, bro. I'm confused, bro.
Yeah. I don't know. If I was security, I would definitely be popping niggas. But also,
but you only got so many bullets.
No, but you not. Here's my thing. Here's my issue. One of my issues, because let's just be real. We would have had warning shots. They had shot either at the ground or in the air. They didn't even shoot no bullets in the air.
Bro,
So come on, you got 15 plus people. Let's just say in a hallway. Coming at one person with a gun. I'm not saying you drop nobody, but damn.
Don, I'm confused about what's the protocol? What's the, I'm, you know what, like this is some movie shit. In a movie,
no, real shit.
When niggas coming to the Capitol. I'm thinking niggas start mobilizing. You talking
about that was some White House down, Angel has fallen, Olympus has fallen.
I'm seeing whole ass fucking, we have B-52 bombers 30 minutes out.
Yeah.
Niggas coming in, nigga tanks coming. Yeah. Like, niggas coming full convoys.
No cap. And they had, bro, it was reported that it was 2 pipe bombs that they found.
That's what blew the fuck out of me.
The fact that niggas is able to get away. I don't give a fuck who get arrested. I'm not going to hold you. I don't really care how many people they arrested so far, because if niggas got caught doing that and it was 2 pipe bombs on scene, everybody there getting a charge. Everybody. I have no idea how they found 2 pipe bombs and niggas is not just rounding niggas up.
They found one in a DNC part of the building, the RNC part of the building, I think. They found them in the offices.
I feel like when I was looking at the videos from this shit, the only reason why I'm trying to figure out if I would have shot niggas up, because I understand, like, you're not wrong in saying you would have shot niggas up. That's the Capitol. It's supposed to be the most secure place. The shit that, if the shit gets tampered with that's there, we all getting
fucked.
Let's
just be real. Let's go in the order. The Pentagon, to me, is number one. That should be the most secure.
White House.
To me. That's it.
Okay,
The Pentagon has a lot of shit that goes down.
So I say, where the STEMIs come out of?
The STEMIs
don't come out the damn Pentagon. That's the military base. Right,
as long as the STEMIs don't come out of there.
Niggas in place. It's the history class.
Right, this nigga need to go back. So I say the Pentagon, the White House, then the Capitol building. Yes, but let's just be real. The 3 most secure places on the planet should be the Pentagon, the White House, and the Capitol building.
I agree.
Bro, you can't even get that close. If you go to the Capitol, you got to go like through the, like, all the little security shits. Like, I'm just confused. I don't know what the protocol is. If that was the protocol, then we need to start discussing infrastructure. You feel me?
Seriously.
But if there was a whole alternative protocol, and you can kind of tell what the fuck niggas' motives is, because it's funny how, like, you got police and then you got these federal security guard niggas. Yep. Their job was to secure the senators in that little room. Once niggas was gone, them niggas was like, yeah, this the cop's job. Save my job.
And that's the wild shit to me is I always felt like them niggas was more important than police. Like, if you told me you was the security for the president, I'd be like, oh shit, you coming in.
No, but listen though, they did their job. They secured the senators and shit. Yeah. They're done. They're not about to worry about the shit getting took over. They're trying to make sure the Vice Pence was out that bitch. And that's what they did. And you saw them suits and they had, and if you think that nigga have a clip in that motherfucking that Gucci coat pocket, yeah, you'll be a damn fool.
Are y'all surprised that we haven't heard the Blue Lives Matter clan?
What you mean?
Like, when the riots, when we were protesting, shortly after George Floyd was killed, shortly after the Breonna Taylor case went national, when we were protesting, Blue Lives Matter was like, y'all missing the point, black people. Black people, you missing a point. Cops' lives is in danger, too. I was listening to a podcast, and the cop was like, I just want to make it home for the day. And I'm like, nigga, so the fuck do we.
Are but y'all, you get paid, though.
Exactly. Though. Are y'all surprised that we have not heard from them? Because me, personally, I'm not necessarily surprised. None of this shit has really surprised me.
I was not surprised whatsoever.
That you haven't heard from them?
I was surprised that niggas wasn't, bodies weren't dropping. I was surprised about that. Not even the fact, like, even on some, and I guess I played this, I was surprised that white privilege surpasses even national security.
Yeah, that's a fact.
That's what fucked me.
Hey, that's low-key a bar.
That's what blew me.
I can't remember. I don't even think I screenshot. There was a meme that was like, only like, privilege shows you able to storm the Capitol building and still make it home at 6.
That's some real, like Madam Secretary type shit. West Wing.
Like, come on. Like, we not making it home at all.
Yeah, nigga, you can't even,
like, not even by 6. We're not making it home.
Nigga, you can't even, bro, storm your own house.
On the clubhouse joint, bro. Clubhouse. Like, I'm saying, I was telling niggas, like, bro, I think when we was even protesting, like, on Washington, they marched on Washington, the Million Man Marches, we didn't even think it was even made sense. Like, we didn't have so much sense not to even walk into a federal building, because we knew for a fact what the fella was.
Yeah.
But I guess anything's possible now.
Listen, how did y'all feel about the, I think I sent y'all the post, or I may have just told y'all about it, but they said it was a Cleveland Municipal School District.
They caught her ass, too.
Shouts out to the land.
The FBI ain't playing no game. Bro, let me tell you something, bro. You know what's dangerous?
What's up?
when white people get embarrassed. When they get embarrassed, they will prove. When they get embarrassed, national, like them white, them all them, them Trump supporters and Republicans was like, "This is not us." them supporters is different type of supporters. We will catch every one of them and adhere them to the highest law we can.
Dog, hey, wait, hold on. I want to ask y'all. Did somebody? Holla so I, every time something like this happens, I have some white people that I'm close with that always say cringy shit to me, man. And I had somebody say to me, all I could think of, they'll light up after time. All I could think of is, what would Martin Luther King Jr. think? And in that moment, I'm like, God damn it, I'm surrounded by this shit everywhere I go. Like, bro, how much cringy can motherfuckers be, man? Capital, I don't know, dude. This is where I'm with this capital shit. They're not going to arrest half the niggas that needed to be arrested.
They got some of the key niggas.
They got 42 people, though. But it looked like it was, like you said, a band of people.
They're not going to catch, and I think it'll be impossible to catch them all.
I mean, I don't think they're even going to try to catch them all. But what? It won't be. What on some Pokemon type shit? I'm really just thinking about how the picture that really have been sticking with me was the one them walking them down the stairs when all of it was done.
Taking selfies. Yeah.
Like, what? The video taking selfies?
Yeah.
What? I would have been that bitch in a SWAT exosuit.
With the Black Lives Matter. They were in tactical gear.
I saw somebody talking about, as black people, what we should be doing right now.
What the fuck can we do? Nigga.
Tweet about it.
Bro, I'm not even going to say something, bro.
Yeah.
What fuck can we do? Like, nigga, they stormed the federal building. Like, what the fuck can we do, bro? Like, the most we could have done was, if you a black fucking officer or security guard at the damn thing, was whooping ass. I'd have been whooping all types of ass up and down the thing.
Bro, the nigga, the black cop that was telling him to back off, he was reaching for his gun, and they was like, he can't shoot all of us. Like, dead ass. That's what they said.
I would have curved that bullet like, want it. Would have curved that bitch. What the fuck you talking about, bro?
Listen, yo. Oh, is it snitching?
What?
Telling on these niggas?
If I see a nigga post, I'm tagging the feds. All
right, so listen, I'm letting niggas know right now. If you see a nigga, tell her. If you see something, say something.
They giving out awards, nigga. They giving out awards.
I want you to tell.
Word from the Outrageous Podcast. Well, look, if you see something, say something.
I'm tattletelling. I'm retweeting, snitching on niggas, tagging every fucking body. Feds, CIA. But the one thing that to me was that this shit could have been real spicy if it was like foreign terrorism with a guy on that.
Is this shit like 9/11?
That could have been worse. That really could have been worse. It could have been worse as if it was like, and I'm not even trying to be, xenophobic?
That's for like Asian people, I believe, like Chinese, Japanese.
I think the phobia that's like against Middle Eastern people. Not, I'm sure. Not trying to be that. But what if it was like a suicide bomber just pulled up in that bitch, and it was like four or five of them? It's only takes four or five of them, and it really would have been. It would have been like, imagine they would have came over here kicking it, whoop de whoop, and they put the backpacks on.
Yeah,
and really went in that bitch, climbing the gates and shit, and detonate the suicide bombs, and it would have been all bad, and not even on some like, yeah, she just, it could have been all bad, and we would have not just people infiltrating the Capitol building. We had a lot of lives gone.
Yeah.
And I think just that's the one thing about sometimes destroying your enemy, you cause chaos within the infrastructure. And I'm just thankful. About some real shit, I'm very thankful that it was just niggas that are stupid, people that just want to have their egos rubbed, that they got into the fucking Capitol building. Because that real talk, that shit could have went so left. Now, I don't think niggas understand how left that shit could have been.
Yeah.
From pipe bombs going off to suicide bombers, niggas running. It could have been stealing, hostage situations. It could have been so much worse. But I'm really, and I hate to say, I'm grateful that it was just white people going there like, yeah, dude, we was in the Capitol building. I'm smoking weed. I'm smoking blueberry cushion in the Capitol building. Like, ain't nothing going on in there. And also, it was one photo.
I know exactly what you're talking
one
about.
One photo, and I'm off of it. When Buddy had a Confederate flag inside of the building. And I thought about it, and I was like, damn, these Trump supporters waved that Confederate flag, but niggas, like, literally died. You feel me? White, black, whatever, how you want to play the fucking Civil War, that niggas die so we don't even have that flag inside of the Capitol. Like, you feel me? Like, yeah. That flag, to me, is a sign of you seceded from the Union, a sign of treason, yeah. All that shit. And the fact niggas is waving that bitch in there freely with no type of repercussions. Like, yo, I'm a black man in America, you feel me?
Yeah.
But I still have some type of nationalism in me, or some type of pride, a little bit. It ain't a lot. So I'm black. So ain't a lot.
Yeah.
Have some type of something. And I felt like it was just like, damn, bro, like, just so disrespectful to the country. You feel me?
Bro,
if that makes sense.
This is the shit about it, though. I'm not even really going to sit here and say that we lucky that they was stupid as fuck. Because, one, I think you got to be some sort of evil-ass, genius-ass nigga to get in that bitch. White privilege definitely got them in there. But you also coming with
some... That was an access card.
I'm not convinced of that all the way.
What? All right, what's up?
What part are you not convinced of?
The some kind of smart. Because the methods in which they got in there were... They didn't walk through the front door.
Mm-hmm.
And here's why I say, too... Protocol, like you were saying, what's the protocol? How do we deter that? Because what I'm saying, for me, they didn't sit out there. They didn't all come at 5 o'clock and then all rush the building.
Mm-hmm.
This wasn't planned. They had to get there first.
It was like 2 hours.
So they got there. Think about it. They got there. Now, with Black Lives Matter, they were already assembled prior to African Americans, allies, all of that, congregating in these various cities to protest.
Yeah.
And we protested. They didn't. That was terrorism. I want y'all to know that. Read that.
Domestic terrorism.
All that. Domestic terrorism. So they were already good to go. And these are in smaller cities. These are in Cleveland's. These are in Baltimore's. These are in Detroit's. They're already assembled. Police, FBI, all that. They were getting ready to get the National Guard, all of that.
Yeah.
So you're telling me at one of the most secure places supposed to be on the planet, you get a bunch of people congregating outside.
And you don't shut that shit down?
And you don't shut that shit down?
I see what your point is.
You don't have anybody?
Yeah.
So then you don't have anybody when they first start climbing the fences.
Mm-hmm.
So then they get inside. You still don't got nobody.
Ain't no snipers on the roof.
Ain't no snipers on the roof.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing.
Ain't no tactical nothing.
Yeah. Ain't no tactical nothing.
Oh, you know
you
what?
Got me in a security sweatshirt and a hat.
I ain't gonna hold you. When that shit popped off, I'm thinking it's gonna be some movie shit. The movies have told us a lie. Because I'm thinking it's gonna come out the ground with the Transformer trucks.
Hey, Simon, imagine a nigga coming out the bushes with the tree.
Like, you ever seen the movies where the bushes separate and niggas come out the fucking ground, my nigga? I'm thinking on some real Transformers, James Bond, Call of Duty. Like, we have been lied to for so long.
America.
I watched Olympus Has Fallen. I swear, man. Where was Mike Banning when you needed him?
Where was Liam Neeson? Where the OG niggas? Where are these OG niggas?
They called him Liam Nelson. His niece, nigga. Liam Nelson.
Said Nelson, where are you, Nelson?
Where the niggas at, bro?
It didn't make any sense.
At least, where the OG niggas like Shaft? Where them niggas at, bro?
No, bro. The heroes, man.
Where the heroes at, bro?
This shit's crazy, man. Listen, I want to take a hard left turn.
Damn.
I want to laugh a little bit with y'all. I haven't seen my niggas in 2 weeks.
You've definitely seen us in 2 weeks.
Okay, I have not seen you niggas on mic in 2 weeks.
Oh, nigga tribe. You know how niggas be in a bit? You ever saw like shows where niggas be like fake dapping up my niggas like they ain't seen each other in a minute? Go ahead. But that's
hey, niggas,
that's
niggas be on the TV
like this. What's up, my nigga?
Yeah. What's up? I'm sitting here What's with up? Don Jones right now.
What's up? That fake ass dap up. You just did that fake ass dap up you just did.
So music. I think we've started talking about music a lot on this podcast only because it's really the only positive shit that's coming out of this past 2020.
You're an industry nigga, bro.
I'm just getting bills paid. Is that what I'm just trying to do? Get bills paid? Pay bills?
Hey, this nigga starts trying to better myself.
Go ahead. Nah, but honestly, we've been talking about music because out of all this shit, this has been the most positive shit, right? It's been the most shit that we've really had an opportunity to talk about.
Yeah.
Have y'all niggas, I haven't taken it completely to the lab, but have y'all niggas listened to this new Jasmine Sullivan joint yet?
Banger.
The tracks that I've heard are fire.
Wonderful. I like number one, I like the album because, like, she gives so many different perspectives from a woman about sex and anything like that.
Yeah, very transparent.
From Ari, like, how Ari was like, yo, like, nigga, I'm about to risk my career for some dick. You feel me? How one shorty said, like, she was with a girl and she fucked up a relationship. How another woman said, like, yo, like, nigga, you married and I used to be tricking for shit because you be fucking your man to get you a purse for Christmas.
Wait, these are all like different topics on a track.
Like, no, and so in the album, they she has interludes.
Yeah.
And for like every other song, she has a story from a woman from their perspective on like maybe just the general topic of sexuality, but just different aspects of what they talk about when it comes to sexuality. So it was a dope album. It was a very complete album.
Yeah.
Good songwriting. Yeah. I'll give that shit like a 9.
Yeah.
A 9.
I haven't taken the whole thing to the lab.
Got to.
I wasn't going to give it the review, but shouts out to the review. I'm going to let Def Jam.
Come on now.
But this is the shit that I've been seeing about this album.
What? What's up?
So I know the album's called Hotels. Okay.
Love it.
And it's a lot of queens telling their hotels right now. Jasmine Sullivan had this tie. I think it's on Put It Down when she was talking about how if you're nasty enough, she'll pay your bills.
Love it.
I want to be the first person in 2021 to say that that's cap on mic. That's cap on mic. And let me tell you why that's cap on mic.
That ain't cap,
bro. Wait, all right, well, then we're going there then.
That ain't cap, bro.
Women pay bills if the dick is good?
Bro, chicks out here, no. It might we don't get our bills paid, but it's some women out here paying niggas whole ass lives.
You think okay, but I'm saying this though, not off the because I know
what
that
the fuck,
too.
What the fuck sound was that? The ha ha ha.
You ain't never heard that track? That track. I'm talking about chicks paying bills purely off dick.
Yes, bro. Chicks, bro.
Johnny, yes. That's possible? You think that's possible?
Is it? I've seen it done, bro. I know chicks paying bills without even getting dick, bro. So, you feel me?
But like, you're getting sold on a better dream. If you're not getting dick and you paying bills, then the dream that's being sold to you is crazy. It's the American dream.
No, I ain't going to hold you. Like, you got to find you a dumb one.
A goof troop.
A doofus.
A dummy.
You got to, bro. I don't know. I ain't probably had fucking meals paid for.
Yeah.
I ain't probably had like Ubers paid for. But I ain't never had a fucking light bill or a Wi-Fi bill.
That's the important shit.
I ain't never had my motherfucking Netflix paid for.
I still have to pay for,
my
Hulu.
I'm telling you. Bro, I've never, has a chick ever said, yo, don't worry about it this month. Don't worry about it, sweetheart. I got you this month.
Yo. If you look, let me tell you something, bro. If she pay your car note, bro, but you pulling up on time, she's gonna pay it again.
She's gonna pay it again.
You telling you down and about, bro. Hey, you know, let me tell you, some of these little industry fucking niggas be getting their bills paid by women, bro.
You think so?
Bro.
You talking about like you talk about rich what tier industry?
I'm talking about industry niggas that like you think they really got some bread, yeah. They just getting free clothes and shit.
Us.
Nah.
I still pay for my clothes for free.
Niggas out here got full outfits, don't pay for
like,
shit.
I'm pretty sure, Dev, I paid for the shoes I just bought.
Bro, I'm telling you, bro, niggas out here really getting like taken care of by girls, like sleeping on couches.
But that's different. Let me tell you why that's different. That's desperate dick.
What you mean?
Desperate dick is I don't have no other choice. I have to sling this dick. You niggas have great jobs. You have a podcast. You have families. You don't have that. Nah, you don't have desperate.
You know what? Yeah, there's things.
You don't have. It's things that you won't do. It's things you will not do for the puss. I swear to God. It's things that you won't do.
We have morals here.
Some of these
standards
niggas.
In this podcast.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Upstanding men.
You know, it's certain things we going to stand on.
Oh, God.
And that's one of them things.
Morals.
It's niggas out here who don't. And they get taken care of. Bro. Us niggas with shit? Oh, we don't get taken care
shit,
of.
Nah, it be niggas with shit that begin to, I'm trying to tell you, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you gonna find niggas in the club, bro.
Yeah.
These, like, yo, go, start going to these stores. I'm trying to tell you. This how you peep the vibes.
Get the advertising on what store?
Go to like the Nexus and like the Hypes. You calling?
Yes, sir. Get at us next.
Go to these little hood stores, these little like you know what I'm saying? For urban stores. Bro, if Shawty buying some clothes, bro, she them G-Stars, he can't fit them 34s, 38s.
That you think he can fit.
Feel me? She's buying them for somebody.
It's a fact.
Bro.
No,
check the credit card statements, bro. You Wi-Fi man. Spectrum bills are getting paid.
All right, what's the craziest thing that you had a chick buy for you?
Ooh, I ain't about to snitch on myself on the podcast.
Oh, not like crazy. Damn. Okay, not like crazy, crazy, but damn. You ain't never had somebody blow a bag on you?
I probably had a password or
you
two.
You ain't get a...
It's like a Netflix password, a Hulu password or two in my lifetime.
For sure. I'm trying to think. Craziest thing. Don, what's the craziest thing you had a chick buy for you?
That was not your girl.
I ain't...
That nigga said they don't be
just food.
No, real shit. They just be buying food.
No, I think
I swear to God.
You said somebody that wasn't my girl.
It gotta be not your.
It
girl.
Has to. Oh yeah. It can't be your girl.
If it's your girl, that makes food. Fucking sense.
I mean, it's just food.
It can't be your girl.
Oh, but like we just established, we are three upstanding men who have money. Yeah, so whoa.
I'll take anything.
No, I hear you. But I understand what you're saying. You'll take anything for free. But so the likelihood of a female getting you something after she already sees that you already have it so you can get it yourself is a lot lower than if you don't have anything.
But my thing, so it's probably we don't finesse them.
Mm.
We don't finesse them. We're not finessers. We don't take advantage.
Hey, I love Johnny today. Yeah, get the views up. Get the views up.
No, because think about it. Like, it's niggas that really got it, bro. That'd be like, shit. I can't pay for it, but why would I not get a sponsorship?
Yeah, come on, get them streams up.
These chicks are really giving out sponsorships, bro. To niggas' lives, bro.
So, Don, you saying, because this is what I think about the three of us, and I hate that we these type of niggas, but you think we the type of niggas that would feel bad for a chick? Like, would you feel bad if a chick paid your bill? Would you really let a chick pay your bills?
No. Unless I got it. If I got it, you want to pay my
Why are we
bro.
Like this, bro? Why because, can't we just bro, be like, I, yeah,
hey, yo, a fool is a fool, my nigga. You feel me? Like, I'm sorry.
That's one of them shits I'm not wise enough to understand yet.
A fool is a fool?
I just feel like that. I feel
you got ego? So you telling me if a chick will not, you won't let you pay a bill?
I would let a chick or wouldn't?
Would you? Whatever how you want to say it, is it yay or nay to one of them?
Would I let a chick pay my bill?
Dev got an ego problem.
No. Would
you
I let
it's
a chick
ego
pay
problem?
My
problem?
Oh, you're saying like, you will so, let a chick pay your bill?
So yes.
Okay, so me and you on the same blue.
Oh, so bet.
Yeah.
So you want a chick? You want
is,
chick?
It a, is it an ego problem?
Would you
no? I'm asking the question. Like, is it really ego?
We don't want to talk. We have answered. You gotta. Would you let a chick pay your bill?
Why yeah.
Not? Why?
Why not?
Why?
Yeah. Let's pause.
No. Why though? Why would you not let a chick pay your bill?
Because I have it.
Nigga,
Don always got his son.
It doesn't matter if you have it. If the opportunity
part
came
of the reason
you,
I say if you're gonna say it's an ego thing, part of it for me is if I have it, whether I have it or I don't have it, I'm gonna get it. But I'm not gonna depend on nobody else to do it for me.
You don't depend on nobody. No, you don't depend on somebody if you can do it by yourself. But would you, as a like, if a chick handing you was like, yo, you are not your girl, you. Don, you and this motherfucker, you slanging this shit nice. Every trip.
The
like,
wood.
Not, you probably doing it. Look, you slanging it so good, bro. You giving her once a week dick.
Come
and
on,
she
man.
Cool with it. Maybe once every 2 weeks. Come and on, she man. Cool, bro.
Come
like
cool.
She's not even cool. She's not even cool. She thirsty for the next time.
Calling
and
you baritone.
And you control the situation. She hits you with the, you about to say you in the car, right? You're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I gotta pay my my Wi-Fi bill real quick on the app.
How much is it?
We'll say 60 because he got the high speed.
Okay,
niggas work from home, so niggas must have the no lag because he might your shit lag your ass you on your ass. You feel me?
So
you unemployed?
No cap. So then you so stimmy.
Stimmy. Hey, look, for those who got it
right. So then now
you're a sick nigga.
So listen though, y'all in the whip. You pay your bill. Okay. She's like, oh my god, how much is your Wi-Fi bill? You like. 60. Like yeah. You ain't gonna. That's not. I'll tell anybody what my Wi-Fi bill costs. You feel me? That ain't shit. That's not a business that can be spoken upon.
For sure.
So, all of a sudden, you get a little ding on your phone. from Shawty in the 60s right there. We'll say, there. Well, no, no. We'll,
61.
Yeah.
Transfer.
Yeah.
Transfer.
Yeah, she a real nigga. She'll cover the instant transfer fee. She a real woman. She'll cover the instant transfer fee. Hey,
y'all are toxic.
Listen, though.
Y'all are toxic.
Would you send that bread back?
Yes.
Yo, refund. You're a wild nigga, bro. Refund. I would have been like this.
Refund.
Thank you.
Yeah. Refund.
Nigga, I would have spent. And she's not my girl. Night, refund. Nigga. I'd be like, pooey.
Wait. Dumb. Why?
Refund.
Why,
no,
bro?
Not, one, that's not my girl. No, you for niggas. One, that's not my girl. Two,
so I got a question for you. Would you, okay, reverse though. Would you do something for a chick that's not your girl? Would you pay a bill?
For a
would
chick you, that's not your girl?
Would you do extraordinary things for a girl that's not your girl?
That's a good question.
What level we on?
Nigga, you what level like we I, on? I told you, I said the already.
All
you,
y'all really do is smash.
In, you piping no. in 2 weeks.
No.
Oh no, I get it though, because what? You because what you was doing is what I was gonna do at first too. I was overcomplicating it. I'm like, oh, we've been fucking for like, you know, some months. Oh, you know, we got history. Oh, we got nah.
It's different. It's y'all, like, y'all are asking a question that y'all know y'all would answer differently depending on the situation.
Okay,
so these are loaded questions you're asking.
Okay,
me.
Whoa, okay.
So your
okay.
honor.
Okay, boom.
You the defense rest.
You smacking, but like you fuck with her though. That's like your main. Your main.
She's smart.
That's your girl. That's your main.
Oh, she's smart.
Yeah, her
she
family loyal. Just fucked up, but she's smart. Nah,
you know niggas. You know how niggas be. Listen, you know how niggas be like they a date a girl. That's their main girl. They ain't the girl. They the girl.
She cool.
She know her position. We like but the she same know she music. The main one.
Yeah, she like Jay-Z too.
Yeah, you took it to the club.
I like Beyonce. She like Beyonce.
You put it. You're posting the close friends.
Toxic.
You're posting close friends. The niggas.
So
like, yo.
We've been following each other for 2 years.
Like, you know the shorty that like you done put like you could bring on the homies. And you yeah. know, oh yeah, that's Keisha. Yeah, that, come on, yeah. know. Hey yo, yeah. don't. Hey yo, shut. Like, yeah, don't bring up any other girls around Keisha.
Yeah,
cause she gonna trip my nigga though. That ain't his girl, but she don't get jealous.
You paying her bill.
You paying her. Is she paying? You paying her bill?
Are you paying her bill?
Oh my God.
I'm.
Stop the cap, my nigga.
No cap.
Ain't you no not cap paying that bill. No app.
You said it was.
Bro, if that's your man, like, bro, you like, bro, if you come over to the crib, my nigga.
So stop
you
with
know
the extra
fact.
Shit. Stop that's with the extra shit. No.
No, y'all were extra on the okay, so let's ask you this then, King.
What level you pay bills
on? Yeah, what? Nah, not even like girlfriend, because I think all of us would look out for our girl.
Yeah.
It's our girl. We all know we're going to look out.
No, the way Johnny said that, you said that, yeah.
Yeah, and his shit.
Right.
His,
yeah.
Hey, I thought it was the board.
Nah.
I'm looking at the board.
Yeah.
Look out for that shorty.
Hey, look. Nah, Johnny in the passenger seat, shorty said, let me pay my bill real quick. Johnny said.
Okay.
All right.
Wait,
hey, look.
So.
And Johnny's like, you still want Chipotle?
Yeah.
He's oh, like, hey, look, Johnny's like, you still got it? Because today's Thursday. It's your night.
Oh God.
I feel like this. For me, the level that it would take, if it's not my girl, I'm paying my girl bill. This is where I would cap it out at. You would still be my girl, but if we were dating for like 1 month. If we're dating and in
days?
in that first 30 days of us being in a relationship, if you start showing signs of financial weakness.
You can't fight. Yo. You can't read the finances. She's illiterate on the finance side.
Son, take that 600 and buy some stock. Nah.
The trade options.
Yeah. In the first 30 days, bro, if you show signs like that, I'm not paying a bill. That's where I'm capping. I'm can't
you
capping
know what?
Out
think,
at.
I think low key, bro, I ain't gonna hold you. I think we just not grown enough for this shit like that. It's niggas that's 30 some years old really paying bitches bills, bro.
Nah, hold on. So how old is Jasmine Sullivan? Hey Siri. How old is Jasmine Sullivan?
Sullivan is 33 years old.
She's 33.
Yeah, she's never getting bills paid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bro. Yeah. So y'all telling you're dying. You not paying no shorty bills, you not cuffed up to?
I'm not.
But here's the thing. No, it's a no. But like we have to. If I'm gonna do it, you're basically my girl. I'm saying no because here's the thing.
Nah, he's
said
right.
Full time out. Yes, what? You have to base. So you're telling me you paying a chick that's not gonna be your girl's bills?
Bro, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying I would. But I'm saying is like this though. Like, bro, You can't. That's not basing your girl, because you can still. I know niggas that pay bills and be fucking everybody.
No, but that's different though. Do they like? This is the thing, bro. Are those niggas paying bills because they want to pay the bill? Because I don't think we're paying this bill. None of us are paying this bill because we want to pay this bill. We paying this bill because this chick acting like she don't have no other option. She's acting like dad is gone and mom don't fuck with her.
But my thing is this, though.
Toxic, bro. That scenario is mad toxic.
We start the year right. Like I'm saying, listen.
Toxic
so, Don, what's the difference? So my thing is this. What's the difference? You taking this girl out, right? On a date, spending $100 and shit. You moms are paid. You on doing all this shit to get the draws. Now, are you directly doing that to get the draws? But in a certain way, you're doing that to gain her intimacy in some certain way,
that's
right?
That's a fact.
Why, instead of you going or doing all this, maybe taking on 4 dates within the whole month, we can just pay a quick Wi-Fi bill and get unlimited chicks for the month.
But here's what you're forgetting about. Maybe it's just me about a date with somebody.
Talk
and I
to
learned
me.
This from Dev.
Yeah, talk that dates. Shit.
And I would say learned it from Dev, but I mean, Dev used to say it all the time.
Talk to me.
You taking a shorty out on a date or taking a girl out on a date.
Right.
Not necessarily where she wants to go, where you want to go. So if you're going to Morton Steakhouse, it's because you want to go to Morton Steakhouse.
He's not lying.
If you're going to Play Clee, it's because you want to go to Play Clee. So you're not taking no girl. Because think about it. How many times have you said to a girl, where do you want to go? I want to go where you want to go. Where do I want to go?
I go where my money's going to be wasted. I go where my money's going to be wasted.
Where my money won't be wasted.
Where you want to go.
That's a fact.
So if you say, I want to go get a 2 for $20, we going to get a 2 for $20.
If I don't like it, it's because I experienced it.
But what I'm saying, though. So boom. So my thing is like, how can I put this? You would take a girl on an expensive-ass date.
Right.
But knowing that her electric bill is, she don't got no lights. Not lights, because that's some wild shit. Yeah. I'll say like a car note or car insurance. Let's say car insurance. That's some shit that you cannot pay, and then you still can drive.
Would I go on a date
with
a chick
lights for 2 weeks? She should be able to get her check before the 2 weeks.
Hey, Don, what that nigga say is beauty in the struggle. It's beauty in the struggle,
niggas
nigga.
Niggas taking shorty some more and take off with their lights and all, my nigga. Yo!
It's beauty in the struggle. Don't cut it off for 2 weeks. You don't success. Pay your bill, they give you 2 weeks before they cut it off.
Wait, this is what I'm saying. Johnny, listen. First off.
Niggas doing it, bro.
If your lights are off and I'm taking you on a date, I'm trying to take you away from that. I don't want you to be in that environment right now. It's a lot of stress there right now. you need to be somewhere where you can. Just see the light, the aura.
Shorties that can't pay their bills be having mad windows in it for the natural light to come in.
I know. They know how to get them photos. Oh, you a sick nigga. They know how to get them photos in.
Yo, she's the shorty with the condo, all natural light, no lights on. She don't pay her bill.
Oh, bruh. If you see the dust bunnies coming up.
Yo, that's wild.
Then you know the natural light is fire.
The little sparkles.
If you like, damn, what is that? She like, those just crystals. Those fuck you like, damn.
That's the bunny wabbits. The bunny wabbits.
The dust bunny.
It's the wabbit season.
The wabbit season.
Hey, you niggas are the worst, bro.
I'm paying. Y'all niggas is cap, bro. Me and Dev ain't cap. Donald might be cap.
You can call it what you want.
Listen, I pay my girl bills. I think my girl, because I brought this shit up with her first, and I was like, yo, real rap, like, have you ever paid for a nigga bills? I be trying to have those conversations. I be just trying to see. I like pain. I be trying to see how bad I can hurt. So I'm like, yo, baby, you ever paid a nigga bill before? Like, keep it a bean. And she like, nah, I ain't never paid a nigga bill. I wish a nigga would have it. And I'm like, nah, tell me the truth now.
You got that on.
I put a couple of red buttons on her shit after she said that.
Bro,
and I was like, all right,
tell me the truth now. Let me tell you how chicks be lying, bro.
Yeah.
You might not have paid it. You might not have logged into the AT&T app and paid the phone bill, bro.
But you spent what was it, cash app?
But you definitely probably gave him some money when he was overdrafted for that month.
When he has overdraft?
Come on now.
You let him pay the balance, that fee, so he don't get that bitch?
Bro. You didn't pay the bill!
He get that shit?
You covered the fees!
I don't think women pay bills, bro.
Yes, they do!
I don't think women pay bills.
You have it. I'm telling you, bro.
I got to start learning. I need to talk to a desperate nigga and learn how to give
this,
desperate
dick. Let me tell you this, bro.
What's up?
I'm trying how I can put this.
Don't worry about it. tell it to me straight.
So I'm saying is like, bro... I see the chicks that we all hang around, right?
For sure.
All hang around.
For sure.
Not just Devin.
Hey.
You all hang
around. That's fucking hilarious.
We all hang around.
Yeah.
We all hang around.
And look, he said, I ain't gonna point no fingers, but I'm a damn sure throw a couple elbows up.
And I'm not throwing no shots to none of us. I've seen the chicks that we hang around with. They're not paying bills.
Bro, that is
they're
hilarious.
Not paying bills because they can't pay their own bills. They don't have bills to pay. They still live with people. You feel me? But the chicks that we should be around can pay niggas bills. I'm guaranteeing you, bro.
The, right, you said the chicks that we should be with?
The should we be with. We should be friends with. I'm tired of being around broke motherfuckers, bro. That's my 2020 resolution. I'm sick of you broke motherfuckers, bro.
Yo, what? Do we have fucking
chicks
coming?
No, no. I'm on my shit. I'm talking my shit. I'm sick of you. I'm sick of y'all. I'm bro. And I'm on a rant, bro. I'm sick of these chicks, bro, doing OnlyFans. Not,
wait,
not
hey, cause, die, give this nigga the headphones, bro.
No. Not cuz. No, I don't want the headphones. Not cause I don't want to hear myself right now. I don't hear myself. Not because they fucking sexually liberated and shit. Yeah, because man. They have cause they can't put fill an application out any fucking way. They have no people skills or hard skills to get a fucking job, nigga.
You what happened?
Ask them niggas.
What happened?
Let's bring them on the pod. And ask them questions, nigga. Cause the chicks we hang around with, that's why we can't imagine it. Cause the motherfuckers we hang around with cannot make it happen. And not saying they won't make it happen. They cannot make it happen. Cause they don't have no shit in their name. They got no credit score. Cause they don't have shit in their name for credit. You feel me? They don't know how to call a luminate company. Don't even know who fuck pays the bills. What the fuck? They don't know the different packages. Don't know how to do nothing. I bet you.
I'm gonna have to explain myself.
I'm put like this. I don't care. I'm put this. Think about this, and I'm gonna be done. Right? I'm gonna be done.
Go off, King. It's your platform.
Name. Give me 5 chicks in your head right now. Know how to write a check.
Oh, he in his bag.
I'm done.
Hold on, I do have
a. If they don't own a checkbook, I'm done with them, bro.
He said. Hey, damn. He said,
I'm back, baby.
He said, pull up the check. He said, open up the check.
So I tried to count.
He said, show me the check. Now show me the routing number on the check.
Don't even know what that is, bro. He said, don't know they round number, bro.
Show me the routing number on the check. But no, I do have a PSA since he's talking about people learning. And
this you this niggas is passive. Like,
no. On
we
the real.
Back, baby.
This is real.
We back, baby. We back, baby.
This is real. Because I was talking about this earlier today. Look.
What's up?
I need us as young millennials to understand the concept of a mortgage. Understand how it works. So when y'all are ready to buy a house, y'all aren't letting people get y'all.
Yeah.
Because out here, y'all been letting people get y'all. Y'all don't understand how it works. Y'all understand how banks work and how money works.
Let's
so
get
I'm
it.
I'm going to need call y'all. Don. I'm going to need schools call to start Don. Throwing it in there. I'm going to need. Don't call Don. Oh. Don't call me. I can help. Yo. I can help. But don't call me because you need to learn for yourself.
If Shorty got a car note and doesn't understand paying the principal.
Come on, man.
She can't pay bills.
Come on, man.
Dev. So name 5 girls that know what a principal is on a car note, Dev.
Stop asking me. I don't
because
know.
You know why? Because cars ain't in their name, bro.
That's true. I know mad chicks who was driving a daddy car technically.
Stop playing with me, B.
Like, yo.
Stop playing with
yo,
me.
Yo, when you leave this house, take your daddy's shit back, bro.
Stop playing with me. Bro. So it's not the fact. That chicks ain't doing it. The chicks we hang around ain't doing it. And they say, oh my God, fuck no, I wouldn't do it. You know why? Because they cannot do it. They can't even fathom doing it because they don't even know how to pay their own fucking bills.
Now, I know some chicks who bail the nigga out, though. They know
bailing
how to
bail a nigga out and paying bills is 2 different things, bro. Yeah. They don't pay their own.
Because I don't know how to get a bondsman. When you niggas go to jail, you just stuck it in there. Because you one of these chicks who do.
They gonna be Googling how to get a nigga out. How do you get your nigga out of jail?
Do we have shout outs?
Shout out to all these broke motherfuckers out here, bro.
It's been a while, man. Shout out to them niggas. You gave them niggas 2 weeks off.
Shout out to our broke friends. Gave them off. They thought they were safe. It's a 2021. It's a 2021. Maybe Bedside came out with a New Year's resolution. He's going to leave us alone.
My New Year's resolution was to get spicier, nigga.
I like that, man. I like that energy, man.
Yo, shout out to all the niggas that's been supporting us all the 2020.
Yeah,
and then now 2021. Shout out to the Dev to being an industry nigga.
And Johnny for being more industry nigga.
I'm not an industry
and
nigga.
And Don for being the only nigga that really play a smooth
in the
industry.
The only industry niggas I know
are
is
you
like
and
Crisis and Dead. Them are some industry niggas,
that's
bro.
Cap. Only niggas I know that's industry is you and Don. Because y'all niggas going
there. We know better. Because I wasn't in. And look, I don't know. Look, okay, since we're going to go there, let's go there.
That's so what I was waiting.
We pull up the story. You know, I pull up the story on the Instagram. Because, you know, I'm in the house doing paperwork.
Okay.
For the Outrighteous Podcast. Okay. And I see paper. Devin.
Hold on.
Let's start with bedside. So I see bedside and, you know, in the bedside specials. You know what I'm saying? You know, bedside shoes. You know, he rock with his shoes.
Right. Very brand.
Then, right. Very brand. You know what I'm saying? Very brand shoes. And then, you know, he wearing the green joint hat. You know how that goes. Man. And then I look over and I see Dev the Voice. And y'all are at an industry party. And I see Dev, you know you at an industry party because Dev brought out the Velvets.
Yeah, I did.
Brought out the red Velvets. I said, wow. But hold on, but we're not going to talk about the ASOS specials. But we're not going to talk about the fur he had on his jacket.
Come on,
my nigga looked like P. Diddy.
Come on,
walked
man.
Up in there with the fur. So all I know is out of all them three that we just named off, y'all, baritone, Dev the Voice, and bedside, I'm pretty sure I'm the least.
Ayo,
but y'all can vote though.
And one thing too, these little industry events that we're not even saying industry, just events that people be at.
Yeah,
bro, these shit is not COVID friendly, bro.
Not at all.
We done.
Bro. I be leaving paranoid, but I have shout outs, and I want to do some positive shit. You shouted out the broke niggas. Don, are you got shout outs?
I do not. It's on you.
That nigga Don said fuck shout outs. Shout outs that I have. Like Johnny said, shouts out to the niggas that fuck with us. Make sure y'all is fucking reviewing, okay? I'm reading the reviews. They coming in. I fuck with them. Some good, some crazy. Go look. If you don't believe me that some of them bitches is spicy, then go check them out. But look, shouts out to the people that's been reviewing. Make sure y'all put some reviews down there. Get that bitch some stars. Fucking 2021, we pulling away from a lot of y'all. So, like, all of this, like, we still with the friendly shit. We still collabing with a lot of y'all. We still fuck with y'all. But we are pulling away from a lot of y'all this year. It's about to be a big fucking year for us. We making shit happen. So, we pulling away. If you're not coming on board, if you're not getting on board, if you ain't making shit happen, then get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
I forgot to cue up the music. But I'm about to cue that bitch up right now. Because this time, a nigga prep. So shouts out to the chicks who got hotels. Shouts out to the chicks that's paying niggas bills. Shouts out to the niggas that's getting their bills paid. Shouts out to I'm in my Johnny bag. Shouts out to the niggas that you paid a bill. I bought an expensive thing before. Shouts out to the chicks that you still paying a nigga bills. Shouts out to the chick that if your nigga laid off from COVID, you paying his bills.
Right. Whoa. And then I'm gonna go positive. I'm gonna actually end on a positive. Y'all make sure y'all listen to black women.
That's
y'all
a
know
fact.
How that goes.
That's a fact. That's a fact. Speaking of black women, Don.
Tripping. My first thing I'm grinding, they tell me I'm flipping.